My name is Jenny McCray, and I'm running for Orange County School Board. I've been passionate about education my whole life. My father was a professor at William & Mary, so education, education. But there are lots of ways I think that education shortchanged me. I was not diagnosed with dyslexia when I was in school, so had that happened, things would have been a lot easier for me. So what led me on the path was, volunteering with my daughter's school when she was in kindergarten. That was actually the best advice about school that I ever got, was if you want to know what's going on, you should volunteer. So I volunteered for everything and found myself advocating, needing to advocate for my daughter and then advocate for others. And public school is, it's a quagmire, really. It's very confusing from a parent's perspective to, you know, get something done. And so I really spent a lot of time learning about everything to do with it, because I never could understand what was going on. When I told friends that I was running for school board, the first thing out of everybody's mouth was, they're not going to find anybody who cares more about schools, who's more passionate. I'm the type of person who would love to be behind the scenes helping somebody else. And that's kind of part of, honestly, why I think I would be a good school board member, because I like to empower other people. I like to help them shine. I love to see them grow. I'm excited by that. I get a charge out of that. I am so passionate about wanting to help and believing, and I do believe that I can help, that I can be an effective leader on the school board. Safety has been a big issue. My daughter went to Cedar Ridge. They had a lot of issues last year. In the end of the year ended with threats. This year started sort of with threats. It just makes us all aware of how vulnerable we are, and looking around and thinking, you know, what would we do? What safety precautions are in place? Over the summer, I was researching measures that are in place in our district, and I did learn that the state had mandated that all schools in 2021, I think, start using the Say Something app. I also think that we need to have a yearly review of our buildings. The district did an assessment in 2014, but I don't believe there's any yearly report. So I think we need to be better prepared, which I think really definitely saves money. I think there's a complacency, and it's not intentional. I mean, we're all frustrated with our schools, but we all love our schools, you know, at the same time. But there's also a resignation, I think, that we can't change the schools. People say, you know, don't try to change the schools. You'll never accomplish that. And I think as long as we feel that way, then we can't. We need to be committed. We need to look for other answers. You hear talk about the achievement gaps, but what we need to look at is opportunity gaps, because when you're looking at achievement, you should be looking at growth. We need to look at individuals, every student. And that's also why I like the idea of competency-based learning, because it would help inspire kids and it would help them achieve at their own level. You don't have to go to college to be successful. And that's another thing. I think we need to expect them to find their path, their passion, change the way we talk, change the way we think, and educate the public and just have that message. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think this is somebody who cares about the students, the community, our schools. This is somebody who is approachable, somebody who I can reach out to, I can email, I can talk to, somebody who really wants to help every child succeed.